Hello, faithful KKSY listeners. My name is Conspiracy 911 Kennedy, a.k.a. Jake's Computer. I just want to testify that the following show is documented. The evidence is real and verifiable. Names have not been changed, so that the guilty are identified. Please stay tuned to 90.1 FM, and maybe even tell your friends to listen as frequently as possible. Holla.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get ready to rumble!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They don't just want you to lay in the bed you made. They want you to be a slave to the system. They want you to be an unwitting, distracted victim. They want you to work for free until you die. So essentially, they eventually want you to lay in the coffin they made and the hearse they rehearsed and the plot they got to be 6 feet. And I keep wanting to tell people not to sleep or at least try to keep one eye open because they're hoping to catch you slipping. It's like they say. The system ain't broken. It was designed to work this way. Complete with the prison industrial complex. And if you're willing to don a uniform, they figure your time best spent serving. Whether behind bars or as a public servant or working for Halliburton, either way, your symbiosis is certain to help ensure that person after person will work for free until they die. And the biggest lie is that slavery ended, and I always wondered how that was sold, because the richest and most powerful ain't never given up control. Especially since the way that most of them got to be and get to stay, the richest and most powerful is by enslaving poor souls. And lo and behold, even your idols are beholden. Even your idols are suicidal tokens, and thousands of years before Christ, spiritual identity's been being stolen. The weirdest thing about civilization is that the thieves in the temple always seem to be able to keep their pockets swollen. They assassinate a savior, rewrite their teachings, and have always sold them back to the followers, and the people feel powerless, like they don't know that love is the message or can't see what the hour is. But if love is supreme, then you can't achieve anything meaningful through cowardice. So your choice is either bravery or slavery. In a time when companies actually believe that they have runaway employees, so they chase down that seamstress and chain her to a desk, or chase down that sex worker and tie her to a mattress, or chase down that sharecropper and tie his entire family's future to the harvest, and them enemy minds assembly lines go on and on and on, and they don't stop till millions of children in the street can't see that only 1 in 25,000 will ever become a professional athlete. And since most won't learn to hustle legally, and most won't learn to earn any type of degree, they'll either be an enlisted man or a convicted man. Either way, their entire earthly soul will be controlled by Uncle Sam. And I keep praying for more and more ways to make more and more people understand that if you ever feel desperate enough to reach out for the richest and most powerful hands, they lie until they can figure out a way to make you work for free until you die.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Our civil liberties, are they in danger? This is one of the vital issues facing America today. To discuss the ways in which all can contribute to the solution of this and other basic problems, the National Broadcasting Company, each week at this time, makes its facilities available to representatives of labor, management, and agriculture. This is in the American tradition. This is America United. As one of the cooperating organizations presenting America United, the Congress of Industrial Organizations today is host for this discussion on Our Civil Liberties, Are They in Danger? Kennedy Ludlam, NBC announcer, will act as moderator. Mr. Ludlam.
Thank you, Mr. Batchelor. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? 6 years ago today, the United States was drawn into a war against fascist dictatorship. We won that conflict for liberty and freedom, but even now the problem of our basic daily civil rights as Americans looms large in our thinking. More than at any time in recent years, Americans are asking, our civil rights, are they in danger? And if they are, who is endangering them? And again, if our civil rights are in danger, what steps should we take to strengthen and protect them? These are questions up for discussion on our America United Roundtable today. Obviously, in our brief half hour, we can only hit the high spots of problems. Now, let's see what they have to say on this vitally important problem. With us today are Miss Leslie Perry of the Legislative Staff of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Mr. Palmer Weber, Research Director of the CIO Political Action Committee, Mr. Fred Bailey of the National Grange, and Mr. Frank Donner of the Legal Staff of the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Well, here's the question, gentlemen. Are our civil rights in danger? Mr. Perry?
Yes, our civil liberties are threatened on every front.
Well, Mr. Weber, how do you feel?
I think that the constant practice of name-calling is endangering our basic liberties today.
Mr. Bailey?
A democracy must be constantly on the alert, of course, to protect our civil liberties. We must protect those liberties of the persons, people, but we must not forget that our national liberties must supersede our personal liberties at all times.
Mr. Donner?
We are faced today with a campaign of repression against civil rights which is unmatched in our history. This campaign embraces not only persecution of minorities for political opinion, but repression of individuals for their race, and as well as a repression against the labor movement itself.
Well, Mr. Perry, you said they were endangered on every hand. Would you care to expand that?
Well, I should like to say that one of the first major threats to civil liberties today, it seems to me, is the unlawful attacks on life and limb and property. The second area stems from police brutality.
I guess I'm doing all right, man. I'm like the lonely guy in opposition.
You're getting it pretty well here, but tell me about the sign and what you're doing out here today.
Actually, man. I'm just here today to support local law enforcement. I think that they have a hard job, and we should have respect for what they do. And my whole thing is, especially Orlando Police Department has demonstrated that you can't count on them to enforce the law. And I would say, you know, if it was against the law for women to vote, I think they would be there to arrest women who tried to vote. And if it was still against the law for African Americans to use the same restroom facilities as Caucasian Americans, Orlando Police Department would be right there to arrest them, man, because they will enforce the law no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So we have to support them for that. Because in America, the last thing you need is, you know, liberty, justice, conscience getting in the way of the law, right? We don't want that. So we need to have officers who will just blindly obey and follow anything that they're told, because this country was founded on bootlegging. So we need to keep that in mind when we do this.
Understood.
Absolutely.
So, and that's why you have...
That's why I'm saying I love OPD. I know they're catching a lot of flack for this, but we do have to support them. You know, I'm a taxpaying American. I'm like, I want to see my tax dollars put to use. I like to see people getting arrested. I like to see the cops with all the cool toys, like all the little Batman utility belts. It's important that that's used. You know, that's important that we see that. So I think they're doing a great job, and as long as they continue to arrest people for feeding the homeless, I'll support them because they're doing their job.
Perfect. You're funny. I'm almost done with you.
Yeah.
Why don't you take these pictures out?
Okay.
These are pictures that the group Anonymous, some of the Anonymous members have been posting online. This one right here is of the Vendetta mask right outside the mayor of Orlando's home.
Oh, he lives in College Park.
Yes, he does live in College Park.
This is this right now by me.
We're talking about
Buddy Dial. Yes.
Yeah.
This here. This picture is of headless. This picture here is of headless OPD officers with the Vendetta mask down here. Now these are the police are considering these threats on OPD officers and on the mayor. What do you think about?
Well, we have to realize we do live in a post 9/11 world, so any opinion that differs from the status quo from the government should be perceived as a threat. I mean, the difference between them and us, we're enemy combatants. We have to submit to the fact that we are now all guilty until proven innocent. That's the new America. And until people realize that, you know, we're not going to have what we're looking for. We're not going to have the American dream. But I think that's absolutely a threat. You know, Anonymous is a terrorist organization. And I agree with Buddy Dyer, our wonderful mayor, who I'd like to see become president of the United States one day. I agree with him that these people who want to feed the homeless are, in fact, Al-Qaeda sympathizers. They are food terrorists. And I think the police are doing a great job of showing restraint. I think they should be able to use lethal force against anybody who wants to feed the homeless, because it is a vicious, vicious crime.
Do you think these pictures that were posted online went too far?
Well, I feel like if the police find out who is responsible for this, they should be executed without a trial, because that's what we have to do for national security, to keep us safe.
Yeah. What's your name, man?
I'd rather remain anonymous. You know, in the spirit of anonymity and autonomy, I will remain anonymous. But I would like to say that I will continue to support these oppressive measures because sometimes you do have to have tyranny to have freedom.
Got you. Okay? Are you a part of any local group or?
I'm not. I was thinking about joining. I'm trying to get a job with the American Totalitarian Institute. I'm trying to do an internship with them right now. So if that pans out, that would be a career I would really like to get into. If not, maybe just law enforcement.
Right, right now, you are an anonymous young man.
Just a student, small business owner. But, you know, but I think tyranny is where it's at.
Gotcha.
We got to have more police, more guns.
Never been a time. There's never been a time. There's never been a time as fucked up as this. As fucked up as this.
We are in London.
I hope you're comfortable. Got a nice comfy chair.
Royal Baby Watch.
A Royal Waiting Game.
The Waiting Game.
Royal Baby
Watch.
News.
Royal Baby Watch.
The Great Kate Wait.
Playing The Waiting Game.
So many people anticipating the birth.
The anticipation continues to grow.
Waiting with bated breath.
The will and Kate baby, when will it be born?
That's so right. Much anticipation.
Aww,
around the world.
Ice cream!
Growing anticipation. Very exciting.
Feels like we're all part of this pregnancy.
When will Kate give birth?
Drum roll.
The world is literally waiting on edge.
We're literally glued to our phones.
I've had four sleepless nights in a row waiting for this baby.
When the baby arrives, I'm going to call them
would
Bob
you put, yeah, please
first.
Call me because really, I'm up all night.
Everyone in London is getting excited.
Are you excited about the baby?
Not terribly.
People just want it to happen already.
I think everyone likes to pretend they're sick of it, but secretly, we kind of love it.
Where's Kate?
Where is Kate? Yeah. Kate is in Buckleberry.
And the baby watch continues.
Keep calm and carry on.
Keep calm and carry on. Still the great Kate wait continues.
Everybody's waiting for the royal baby, but of course nobody knows when a baby's going to come except the baby.
Now the time is here. Well, almost.
We are 3 days overdue. I say we are. She is.
Next Tuesday. That's the due date.
Last Saturday was the due date.
Well, those are pretty different due dates, and we never were told an exact due date, right. So here we sit.
You may have to file for citizenship over there unless that baby comes soon.
But for now, I am still on royal contraction watch.
For now, I might as well get comfortable, have myself a spot of tea.
All of this carried live on TV.
So put down that remote. This, folks, TV history.
Okay.
Grab a crumpet.
You probably didn't fuck it up. But they, whoever they are, they fuck it up. Now it's fucked up. I can't unfuck it up. You probably can't unfuck it up. And if we're counting on them to unfuck it up, then we're all fucked up.
Here it is, hump day.
And who knew?
It is National Peach Ice Cream Day.
Hot, steamy, sticky.
Just hot, hot, hot.
It is a true scorcher.
Is it true it's hot?
Yes, the temperatures aren't really the big story.
Some political news.
So the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney officially throwing her hat in the ring.
Cheney.
Liz Cheney.
She will run for the Senate in Wyoming.
I wish I had better news, everybody.
I think a lot of people are like, wow, who are you?
A huge stagnant mass of hot, humid air that can linger for days or weeks.
I'm looking for someone to blame.
As we all are.
Cheney will be up against Republican Senator Mike Enzi. Cheney did not criticize him in her announcement, but other Republicans call her move bad form.
Insurgent move. This is the wrong race at the wrong time.
What do you guys think?
No.
I mean, she wants to run.
Pitting a conservative newcomer from a well-known family against a three-term senator who's popular in his own state.
What's going on in the party?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on.
She said that if I ran, she wasn't going to run, but obviously that wasn't correct. I thought we were friends.
Friendship? Plah.
She just moved there yesterday. She spent the bulk of her time in Virginia.
What an awful day for them. The worst is yet to come.
Oh, yeah.
Food prices will rise. We're going to see more casualties. Mm-hmm. Our way of life will change.
It's going to be very tough.
It's going to be tough.
I'm sure this is going to be a very, very tough partisan fight.
You got to deal with it. You got to tough through it.
I think that a life in politics, a career in politics, is a really honorable profession.
So the battle lines are drawn in Wyoming. Martha,
very interesting.
The good news is it'll pass.
And it's going to stay hot all week long.
I blame whoever decides to rotate the earth, right?
Okay, now here's where you come in. You don't have to sing. Just turn to the person next to you and ask them nicely, did you fuck it up? Go on, ask them. How about you? Did you fuck it up? Now sit back and look at them and say, because you look like someone who could have fucked it up. Now it's fucked up. Now let's pick ourselves up off the floor and create a tone of camaraderie and ask, could you help unfuck it up? And then say, are you really so busy you can't take one minute to help unfuck it up? And lose the righteous asshole attitude and take a breath and say, because I'm willing to pick one thing to help unfuck it up. Won't you join me? Oh, that's better. Does it feel better? Yeah, I'm feeling the love. The problem is that you just can't help feeling bitter that it's fucked up to begin with. You just go round and round.
Kind of a weird day, too.
Sharknado is real. It has happened. It is documented.
Sharknado.
We're going to need a bigger TV.
You're a 24-year-old guy who loves catching sharks. Take your shirt off, number one. Number two, go to the shark. Here's a dumb question.
Sharknado, is it meteorologically possible?
Really, America?
Are you ready for Sharknado 2?
Yeah.
Shark
again.
Thunder shark. Shark-ocalypse. That's not what I was thinking.
Sharkopolis.
Sharkopolis.
That's good. Pull them in, tire them out, and grab them by the tail.
I think we just jumped the shark.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That's what's going on around there, neck of the shark. Here's what's happening in your country.
Breaking news update in Royal Baby Watch.
The third in line for the British throne, still not born.
Is the extreme heat wreaking havoc on your hair?
Obamacare, NATO.
Prancercizing.
That's it. Look at that. Look.
Beer will make you more attractive to mosquitoes.
Nothing is weak as a shandy for my mother.
Coming up next, the rap. You have to see to believe.
I'm with the lion and he loves to sing. How about a little ring-a-ding-ding?
Oh, yeah.
Plus Buttercup. Now that's some prancercising.
Fancy them putting us on TV. That's the first for us.
I love you.
Crazy. I love you, Edward Homer.
Oh, I don't love you.
Well, I mean, come on, stop.
Okay, back with me now. I didn't fuck it up. Let it out. Come on. You know you feel it. You probably didn't fuck it up. You don't have to believe it. Just go with it for now. But that's right. Shift the blame. They fucked it up. Now it's fucked up. That's right. Okay. Yeah, you're clapping, but the problem is deep down inside, you're feeling depressed and hopeless, right? You're just gonna change the world. What the hell happened? Okay, I get it. We're gonna come together for this one. I need your help. We're gonna fill this room up with love and inspiration, and it won't last past the time you leave here tonight, but everybody on this side, let's all unfuck it up. Okay, real loud and proud, let's all unfuck it up. Now you gotta keep going without me when I leave you. Here we go. Let's all unfuck it up. Doesn't that feel good? Keep it rolling. Now over here. A special part. It's a little repetitive, but it's up to tough. Can you do that? It's up. Okay, middle, ready? I wanna be an unfur. I wanna be an unfur. That's right. It's up. Oh, yeah, really loud.
one more time with all your heart now.
And now, an investigation delivers startling proof how easy it is to get big weapons in America. Some of them the kind used to topple governments and take down concrete walls. Fusion's Mariana Van Zeller goes underground.
For our first target, we aim high, an AK-47.
What I'll do is just punch in the word AK-47 under keywords, and then we'll see what comes up. Now, this one has a phone number.
Hi, Nick. I'm calling about the ad. Is it still for sale?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I have $750 in cash. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah? Can we meet now?
Talk about it.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Now, I'm heading to a fast food parking lot to make a cash deal for an assault rifle.
How you doing, man?
Hi.
Good. I'm
gonna take a look at you.
I bet. Please, thank you. This is good to go for me. $750?
Yeah.
All right.
If it's that easy to buy an AK-47 from a fast food parking lot, we need to aim even bigger. We're going to try and buy a 50 caliber sniper rifle. A weapon so powerful that the U.S. military uses it to penetrate concrete walls and pierce steel. It's a gun that could do an unthinkable amount of damage if it fell into the wrong hands.
So from here, should be about 3 to 5 minutes to his house.
We found someone who claims to be selling one in just a couple of minutes online.
How are you guys doing? Yeah, thank you so much for meeting me.
I'm Mike.
Mike, I'm Jess.
Hi,
oh,
how come are you? On.
This round right here, $15 a piece to fire this one. You get in 11 boxes with 12 rounds a piece. So you have a lot of firepower to start your own war.
What did he say?
You have enough
rounds
to start your own war.
Thank you so much, my friend. I
appreciate it. You were ready for war, he said. So it's a war gun.
It's a war gun. All you need is a finger. Pull the trigger.
Part of the Neighborhood Crime Watch. The way this works is you watch, I commit the crime.
Oh, my God.
No. There's no talking. You just give me your watch and wallet now.
Here's my problem. You're black.
I'm Nevin Crane.
I'm a big shot.
So am I.
If you kill me, the headline is going to be, Black Guy Kills White Big Shot.
And that's the last thing we need
when we're trying to elect an African American's president.
No.
All right. All right. Watch. Wallet. Gun. Knee. Right foot. Left foot. Thank God for guns.
Keep a compact tactical Agent K strapped in the hip. One in the chamber, both hand in the clip. Free speech zones don't bother me a bit. Gun-free zones are a lottery you pick. They were invented for the express intent to let a shooting occur and exploit the event. Your leaders see gun murders as priceless. The credo is never ever waste a good crisis. Without a doubt, they want to disarm the public. That's why I gotta piss on the subject. It can't happen, won't happen in a million years. Listen here, too many Americans love text. Even though they jam, but that's okay, cause the AK always stays next to the SK. The people know who creates all the melee. Gun shops out of stock, hey.
A man from Vancouver, Washington, in court for firing off his shotgun, says Vice President Joe Biden encouraged him to do it.
Matt Lorch is here to explain this one.
This guy thought people were breaking into his car, so he fired into the air, saying he was just following advice from the vice president.
You are here on one count of aiming or discharging a firearm.
Jeffrey Barton's court appearance lasted only 3 minutes. On Monday, cops arrested the 53-year-old for pulling the trigger on a shotgun.
I just woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning and noticed that I had dome lights were on in my car and there were three people inside two different cars.
In his defense, he says he was only doing what the vice president encouraged all Americans to do. But Joe Biden couldn't have said that.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. If there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts.
Or maybe he did. When asked about how to properly defend your home during a question and answer session in February, it made him a target of gun rights groups.
More than 300,000 women face aggravated assault every year. And Joe Biden's answer?
Fired two blasts outside the house.
Great advice, Joe.
Advice this average Joe took to court.
I did what Joe Biden told me to do. I went outside, I fired my shotgun in the air.
In Biden's home state of Delaware, prosecutors say that is legal, but not in this state, leaving Barton feeling misinformed and in trouble with the law.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton or a shopping mall in Oregon or a temple in Wisconsin or a movie theater in Aurora, we've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
I'm gonna keep a close eye on you now that I know your genuine agenda. To take my right to use force against any offender. People tend to forget where they've been to. Take a minute to look back and remember. Governments murdered over 60 million people who couldn't fire back because gun possession was illegal. Contemporary America said it's over this. We're all certified gun owners are on a list. We're thrown into a database so in the future they can track and trace. And if you refuse to surrender your Luger, they can smash your face. If that's the case, you better be ready to put them back in place. Your legislators are lacking the basic passion that the action takes. They know you love revolvers, they don't want you using them. Why your taxes been paying for Uzis in Jerusalem? I'll give it to you with a timeline. Fuck rumors. This is for your Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer.
Banks, restaurants, shops, all under attack, and now amid the bashing, the boycotts, groups targeting the Sunshine State where the decision came down, calling for a boycott of everything from Disney to Florida oranges. Add it up and it looks like a tsunami of anti-capitalism from coast to coast.
A, you are idiots. B, the guns are loaded. And C, care to try me.
In the average gun owner in large parts of America, guns are a way of life, but you know, the left wants to take that hunting rifle your Uncle Tommy gave you when you were 14. Ban assault weapons. Try and reinstate the assault weapons ban.
Part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced.
Yeah, it's getting tough out there. Yeah, no doubt. I work in home invasions, mostly. Some murder, occasional rape, if she's hot. Or really bitchy. And I'm a huge advocate of gun control. Absolutely.
Things that we had postponed for too long that were long-term are now immediate and must be dealt with. And this crisis provides the opportunity for us, as I would say, to do things that you could not do before.
Listen, the fact is, allowing citizens to own guns creates a hostile work environment for me and my associates.
You know, when Trayvon Martin was first shot, I said that this could have been my son. Another way of saying that is Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. And when you think about why, in the African-American community at least, there's a lot of pain around what happened here, I think it's important to recognize that the African-American community is looking at this issue through a set of experiences and a history that that doesn't go away. You know, there are very few African-American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. There are very, very few African-American men who haven't had the experience of walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars. That happens to me, at least before I was a senator. There are very few African Americans who haven't had the experience of getting on an elevator and a woman clutching her purse nervously and holding her breath until she had a chance to get off.
I can't even wanna with the boy, cause the way I'm living life,
a motherfucker. Joy on some grown man B.I. I could have been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top bag. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at. I ain't gotta wear a with a bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Hey, I'm living good up in this bitch. Diggy rolling around the city blowing good up in that weird. I ain't black or Dominican, not Hispanic or Indian, so imprisonment is not a predicament I envision for a white boy. Holla at your motherfucking kite boy. Higher than a motherfucking kite is high boy. They ain't suspicious of Jews. I show contrition, it's cool. Slap on my wrist, get my daddy to choose. One of them top lawyers that be rolling around in this crew. I'm eating chop soy and balling on a carnival cruise. That's what I do, kid. Happy that my name ain't stupid. Dave could have been Daquan with a few kids. But now I'm farting over eating the meals. If I ain't got a theme party, I don't be a goodwill. I'm Dennis Payne, tennis playing, smelling on some Cabernet. And I ain't gay, but if I was, everything would be okay. Look, I know I'm being condescending in my rhymes, but my premium channels mean Tyler Perry's never live. Getting tickets, they sick. I sit at the Eagle 45, where I'm eating when I'm high, where they eat at to survive. Food chains, they ain't even wanna wait the boy, cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. I'm some grown man B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top bag. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at. I ain't gotta wear a fucking bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Yeah, it's little D, I ain't this bitch. How happy that I'm white, but relieved I ain't a chick. Yo, I never wake up and have to cake on my makeup or straighten hair. I ain't giving a damn, I'm wearing whatever I wanna in this motherfucker. They up in heels and tummy tucking, they don't grub except for taking them pills for real. And now I'm bleach, it. I ain't gotta eat it. I ain't bleeding about my penis, smoking the weed. I don't fall asleep because I'm chiefing in disagreements. I participate without weeping, and when I'm freaking, I'm getting dabs, high fives, and all that. My raps going up, and the best hoe is slut. So what up, your boy cut up, but eat butter. And I ain't gotta speak to my mother to still love her. And I've been getting better looking with age, but like I can get who he deserves with a horrible face.
I mean, y'all seen Seal, right? That dude scarred the fuck up and dating like models and ish. And I bet like Adele's gotta date somebody who works at like AT&T.
I go on dates and never have to worry about getting raped, and I watch a game and never have to worry about how it's played, and I meet a babe and never have to act deliriously faking. If I impregnate, I can pack a bag and be on my way, but good luck, girl. I can't even wanna with the boy, cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. I'm some grown man B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top bag. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at. I ain't gotta wear a with a bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Yeah, I'm happy as fuck, man. First off, I'm a dude, so there was a 1 in 2 chance of that sucking. But now I can run a 7-minute mile. I can defend myself adequately. I can be logical. I can get along with my roommates, watch serious movies without being scared by them. And then on top of that, I'm white, which is like amazing, because everybody naturally assumes I'm a great person. I get a fair shot at the life that I deserve. I mean, I can underachieve my way into any college in the country. I get my hair cut at a salon. People always hold the door open for me, which is nice. I never have to get into a fight, like, for social purposes.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's like the best show ever.
That's not even funny.
George Zimmerman wins the Florida State Lottery. J.K. Rowling is revealed to be the pseudonym for Newt Gingrich. And the man who couldn't beat George W. Bush is now attempting to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Rumors that we laid off 1,800 members of our audience at the end of last week's video were grossly exaggerated and in no way jeopardize your position as a viewer. This is The Onion Week in Review. Following this week's acquittal of George Zimmerman for the shooting of unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, a candlelight vigil was held Thursday night for faith in the United States justice system. Hundreds attended the solemn event, saying they were praying for the lost trust in the nation's legal process.
This has been a difficult time for anyone who once had a belief that the legal system could result in fair, just rulings. But as we mourn our now eroded faith. We should all remember a better time when the pervading sense that justice would be served was alive and well.
In a move that stunned the already fragile publishing industry, struggling retail giant Fox Books announced Wednesday it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. CEO Joe Fox announced he would be closing down several of the chain's locations, including the flagship Upper West Side store that he opened with branch manager Kevin Jackson. In a statement to the press, Fox's wife and noted children's author Kathleen Kelly Fox said, quote, Joe is very persistent, so if he puts his mind to something, I wouldn't count him out. I used to think that instead of his brain, there was a cash register, and instead of his heart, there was a bottom line. But when you really get to know him, he's the sweetest, most passionate person. The FBI announced Thursday it was offering an up to $1 million reward for any and all information on cheetahs. Officials for the Bureau provided a toll-free number for anyone with any knowledge about where cheetahs live, what they eat, how fast they can run, or any other facts about the land animal.
Basically, we're asking anyone who knows any facts about cheetahs to come forward immediately, especially anyone who is aware of how fast cheetahs are, where cheetahs live, or how fast the fastest cheetah ever was. Right now, any lead will help. Like if a cheetah fought a lion, who would win? Are little cheetahs faster than big cheetahs? Or do they get faster as they get older? If you have any of this information, we urge you to contact us.
And in local news, a rock apparently factors into a girlfriend's shower routine. In other news, a 30-year-old NES is still wasting its time playing video games. The nation throws its hands up and tells black teenagers to do their best out there.
I've ranted before about the amount of time we spend over the course of our lives having advertising beamed into our skulls. Over an 80-year lifespan, we spend roughly 15 and a half years watching television, which is 15 and a half years you could have spent making love to a beautiful woman or paying for phone sex with a beautiful woman. But when I've talked about this before, I meant beamed into your skulls in the symbolic sense, not literally. Now, at least one company is planning on literally beaming ads into our skulls. God damn it, does exaggeration even exist anymore? Every time I exaggerate something, I feel like there's a f***ing soulless corporate douche sitting there going, excellent idea. Yes, that's right, Sky Deutschland has announced that they have created technology to silently present messages into passengers' skulls through bone conduction technology whenever someone rests their head against one of the train windows. No one hears the message except for you, completely silently. So basically, you lay your head down for a rest, and suddenly it's the voice of God telling you to check out the refreshing beverages in the snack car. And even though I'm an atheist, I would still be sad to see God stoop to selling nachos and french fries. But, you know, these are tough times. Plus, think about the poor borderline schizophrenic who was barely keeping things together as it was, and now he suddenly hears Sky Deutschland advertisements in his brain. Did you ever think about that, futuristic skull marketeers, huh? But more importantly, if this technology exists for when your head is against a simple window, I imagine it can't be long before they figure out bone conduction at other times. Possibly any time. And it brings up important questions of privacy, too. Are we entitled to our own thoughts? Should someone, a marketer, a company, a military, be allowed to put voices in our heads without our consent? I don't know about you, but my idea of true hell is having advertisements for vapid American mass media travesties, bad movies, Slurpees, fast food, and empty cable news playing permanently in my thoughts. These are the types of issues we need to think about before the technology is here, before it's forced upon us. Where do we draw the line for privacy? I know a lot of people say, if you don't have anything to hide, then what are you worried about? Well, that may be the problem with a lot of people. They don't have any important thoughts to want to defend. A McDonald's ad conducted into their inner ear silently and directly against their will is as significant as anything they were thinking anyway. Hey, my thoughts about waffles were just replaced with an advertisement for waffles. Okay.
is Gulf County, Florida. Gulf County is close to Tallahassee, up in the Florida Panhandle. As its name suggests, the county is right on the water on the Gulf of Mexico. Last Wednesday, a week ago today, the 911 dispatcher in Gulf County, Florida, got a really strange emergency call. Somebody called 911 to say that a flaming object had just plunged into the water right offshore. The caller told the dispatcher they saw a big flash of fire that landed in the Gulf. Soon, other people started calling 911 as well, reporting along the same lines, reporting that they had just seen a plane catch fire and crash into the Gulf of Mexico. And of course, that is a terrifying thing to see as you were driving along or going about your business in Gulf County, Florida. About 15 minutes after people started calling 911 to report that they maybe just witnessed an airliner going down, the local paper, the Port St. Joe Star, posted this message on their Facebook page. Quote, several readers have contacted us about a fireball seen dropping into the Gulf of Mexico along the horizon about 11:30 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Tyndall Air Force Base notified the Gulf County Sheriff's Office that the object was a drone that caught fire. On Facebook, only four people liked that explanation. But come on, that seems very helpful. That seems like very useful information. It was not a regular airplane. It was a drone. Specifically, it was a drone that had taken off from Tyndall Air Force Base, which is just up the road from Gulf County. More specifically, it was a QF-4 drone, which really looks a lot like an old airplane. Because it is an old airplane. It's a type of military jet called the F-4 that's been in use since the early 60s that we've now started turning into drones. Started turning the plane into a drone so we can use it to practice how to shoot planes out of the sky with other aircraft. Or so we can practice how to avoid being shot. Tyndall Air Force Base issued a release sometime after that drone crash last week saying, quote, the drone was carrying a small self-destruct charge and had to be destroyed for safety considerations during its return to base following a routine operation. Okay, so we used the self-destruct feature of this drone to blow it up over the water, and it was all routine. Sorry to disrupt your commute. That was last Wednesday. Here's what happened today.
For the second time in a week, a Tyndall Air Force Base drone has gone down.
An unmanned QF-4 drone crashed during takeoff at about 8:25 this morning. And this is video of the huge plume of black smoke created by the fire from that crash. The drone does contain a small self-destruct charge, which is used to blow up the plane if it leaves the pre-approved flight plan. Because that charge, is still on board, Highway 98 is going to have to be closed throughout the morning commute tomorrow.
Sorry for the inconvenience. Yeah, that's twice in 1 week. The same kind of jet-turned drone has crashed in the same area, except this time the QF-4 crashed into land and not into water. It crashed near a major highway, and we still do not know if that self-destruct device that is built into the drone, just in case it gets out of control and leaves its pre-approved flight plan, we still don't know if it's already gone off, or if we're supposed to be waiting for some other big explosion to come soon. The Air Force today put out another accidental drone crash statement, saying that they do not know the status of that self-destruct device on board, but don't worry, its battery will go out in 24 hours or so. I guess we wait and see. Check back in. Meanwhile, a major portion of Highway 98 will be closed for 24 hours, causing all sorts of traffic mayhem in that part of Florida. So, terrifying and inconveniencing is what it seems to be like to live in a place where there are a bunch of drone tests going on around you. Makes you almost sympathize with the residents of a tiny Colorado town named Deer Trail. The good people of Deer Trail, Colorado, are mulling a local ordinance that would create drone hunting licenses and offer rewards for drone parts. Drone bounty hunting. Drone bounty hunting. The ordinance specifies that you can use any shotgun, 12 gauge or smaller, no background checks, totally anonymous. They would charge $25 per drone hunting license, and you get a $100 reward per drone if you can present, quote, parts of an unmanned vehicle whose markings and configuration are consistent with those used on any similar craft known to be owned or operated by the United States federal government. Drone bounty hunting is ultimately probably not the right idea, you know, with the unlawful destruction of government property that goes along with it. But in the meantime, if you live in Gulf County, Florida, you can be satisfied with the drone destruction going around or going on around you as part of your morning commute. Meanwhile, stay indoors on Wednesday mornings.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest, hallelujah, to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. God, we thank you for the land. We thank you for the land. Hallelujah. And because we have the land, we thank you for the farms. And the song says, Old MacDonald had a farm. Hallelujah. E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm, he had some pigs. E-I-E-I-O. Oh, with an onk onk here and an onk onk there, onk here, onk here, everywhere, onk onk. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And God, because we have pigs, there's chillings today on our tables, God. You're so mindful of your people. And we have chillings today, God. Hallelujah. And Louisiana hot sauce. You're mindful, God. You're mindful, God.
And the August issue of Rolling Stone magazine will feature Boston Marathon bombing suspect Joe Karsarnaev on the cover. Not surprisingly, there's been a backlash with people saying it makes Sarnaev look like a rock star.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show,
right?
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my
cover controversy for Rolling Stone magazine is only getting louder tonight. Facing boycotts, the magazine is defending its decision to use a glam shot of an accused terrorist. Matt Lortz here with the fallout and the response.
So, David, the question is, what was Rolling Stone thinking, giving the accused Boston Marathon bomber the rock star treatment? The magazine's editors say there is good reason for it, but there is outrage, especially in Boston.
He's got the hair and a similar demeanor, but Johar Tsarnaev is not Jim Morrison. And there's now widespread anger about how Rolling Stone magazine portrayed Tsarnaev on its August cover, heard loud and clear in Boston.
I don't want to talk about that nutcase.
Why the heck you going to put an alleged bomber, knowing that, you know, he's caught, and then all of a sudden try to play him like he's a rock star?
Similar responses from the governor of Massachusetts and Boston's mayor.
The cover is
out of taste.
Why are we going to publicize a guy who destroyed people's lives? It doesn't make any sense to me. Very poor taste.
Rolling Stone says its article is an in-depth investigation into how the alleged Boston Marathon bomber went off track. The caption on the cover alludes to Tsarnaev turning into a monster.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover. Stone. Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother. Yeah. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Hey, I don't know. Rock and roll.
A Boston firefighter still calls it insulting.
The actual picture that they chose really portrays the innocence of youth. And he gave up any innocence he had on April 15th when he took the life of an innocent child, two women, and then went on to execute a police officer.
In a statement, Rolling Stone's editor said their hearts go out to the victims, but they also felt it was important to gain a more complete understanding of how a tragedy like this happens. It's not a first for Rolling Stone. Back in 1970, a cover of serial killer Charles Manson brought a similar response. But the former spokesman for the National Security Council worries about the impacts caused by this cover.
There's the potential that the cover could make kids feel like terrorism is cool, like you're going to get the rock star treatment by murdering people.
The economic fallout started with America's second largest drugstore chain, CVS, saying it won't put the addition of Rolling Stone on its newsstands. Other big chains like Walgreens followed, along with New England-based Stop and Shop grocery stores and Tedeschi food shops. As America debates over who is cover worthy.
We got a lot of little teenage blue-eyed groupies who'd do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
We would make a beautiful
cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now.
We'd be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
Seeing is believing, or not. This photo has obviously been modified, but it wasn't done using the latest technology. It's part of an exhibition called Faking It, which is running at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Looking at the unsettling history of altering photographs, it reveals some of the tricks used over the last 150 years to change reality.
It's easier today. Applications like Photoshop and other digital technology have made the process of manipulating photographs easier, more accessible, and faster than it has ever been before. However, I think that the motivations for manipulating photographs, for political reasons, for artistic reasons, to make a picture look more better, more marketable, really have remained fairly consistent.
The images were altered using a variety of techniques, such as multiple exposure, combination printing, photo montage, overpainting, and negative or print retouching. Pictures manipulated by the Soviet and Nazi regimes are also on show. Some have people completely removed from the picture. Others are tweaked to change the way subjects look. The exhibition features many photos that were printed in newspapers, including an image of the Empire State Building with an airship docked on top, an event that never actually happened.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
You're a f***ing human being.
it's all ridiculous. It's not that, you know, being a Muslim isn't ridiculous, but being a Jew is. Everything's ridiculous. Being a Catholic's ridiculous. Being a Protestant's ridiculous. Being a Baptist is ridiculous. Being a Buddhist is ridiculous. Being in anything is ridiculous. You attach yourself and your mind to any ideology, you're going to be on a road. And that road may or may not lead you in a good direction. But you're going to stay on that road if you're attached to an ideology. And it could be a terrible road. It could be a road of, you know, circumcising your daughter's clitoris because that's a tradition. I mean, these crazy bitches in Africa that cut holes in their lip and stretch them out to put plates on. Why is that? Because they got on a road. They stuck with that road, regardless of rational thinking. They didn't use rational thinking at all. They just adapted a predetermined pattern of behavior that makes life so much more simple. And that's what every religion is. The problem is no one knows. You cannot know. You can have your own beautiful personal experiences. You could have been the person that was actually touched by God. And it's not that, you know, yoga is the answer or mushrooms are the answer. There's just questions. The human race is stuck in a giant quagmire when it comes to our behavior and our thinking about our behavior. And until we're honest about that, we're never going to evolve. For a lot of people, man, religion can give you some inspiration, but there comes a certain point in time where you have to pop the train on yourself. And you have to recognize that all this morality that you've developed is good because it's good to treat other people good. It's good to treat other people the way you would like to be treated yourself. It's like a golden rule, and there's a reason for it. And that reason is that we're connected in some strange way that we don't totally understand. And unless you are good to other people around you, unless you're kind and friendly and warm and loving, you're not going to fucking enjoy this life. You're just not. You're going to be problems everywhere you go. You're going to have problems everywhere you go. You got to figure out a way to enjoy this life. It's not because of Jesus. It's not because of Moses. It's not because of anybody that may or may not have ever existed. It's because that's how you fit in better in the world. That's how you stay positive. And it doesn't have to be some shit that was written 5,000 years ago on animal skins. That doesn't have to be the golden rule because it's old. You know, that's dumb. We need to figure out, like, now, today, what is, you know, the best way to live your life? What is the, you know, there's got to be ways where you can be putting forward the most positive energy. I mean, we know objectively what's causing pollution. We know objectively what's causing birth defects and, you know, and we're taking in too much chemicals and not enough vitamins. We know objectively all this stuff. We know how to organize our world, and yet we don't do it. We know how to organize our health, and yet very few people do it. We know all these things. The right path to, like, being, like, a happy, healthy person is to do all this shit that we already know you're supposed to do. Take care of your body. Take care of your health. Take care of your mind, your stress. Meditate. Be kind to people. We all know that. I mean, you ask anybody, they know how to get by and to be the most evolved version of you that you can be. Healthy foods in your body. Many vegetables. Vegetables, a lot of good quality protein, a lot of water. Stop the sodas, stop the bullshit, start working out your body and get a better sense of, like, how this machine feels when it's moving, it's flowing better, there's less tension in it, your mind feels like relaxed and you enjoy every single moment of the day better. Step one, everybody knows that step, right? What's step two? Be cool to people, be nice to as many people as you can, smile at as many people as you can, have them smile back at you, tip well when you go to restaurants, just do the most you can. What else? Do what you want to do with your life. Right? Don't be doing something you don't enjoy. Don't do something that's, don't get locked into doing something crazy because you need the money. Don't do that. Do what you want to do. Do what the fuck is it that you really want to do? Because if someone else is doing it, you can do it. You know? I mean, everybody makes their own path through this world, but a lot of people don't follow the path that they really feel pulled to.
Now, go find the others. .com.
Wait, I... Ding, 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 ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.